Janet?
Hi, Jack. Hey, Jack, listen, when Terry gets here, let's take her someplace really special for lunch.
Okay, but why?
Well, she could use some cheering up.
Well, I tried that last night, Janet, but you chased me out of the bedroom.
I am serious. I mean, she's had such a run of bad luck with men lately.
Wait a minute, what about that tall guy she was going out with?
Married.
Oh, well, how about Jerry?
Married.
What about that guy, Frank? He's not married.
He likes Jerry. You know, there must be some nice single guy that Terry could go out with. You know, somebody who's attractive and charming, considerate.
Yeah, but where are we going to find a guy like that? I mean, a real nice guy.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, Ray, did you find what you were looking for?
Not really. You know, I've been talking to my plants like you suggested.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wondering.
Yeah?
Do you have a plant that talks back?
What?
I'm single and it gets a little lonely sometimes.
Oh.
See ya.
Bye. Oh, what a
nice guy.
Wait. You can't leave yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm running late.
Well, I'll have you fixed up in just a moment. With a plant, that is. See, I don't actually have any plants that talk, but this one over here, it listens like crazy.
Terry, hi. Oh, listen, I'm starved. Why don't you tell Janet to hurry up?
But she's with a customer.
What do you mean, that tall, handsome, eligible bachelor over there? He won't mind.
How did you know that?
Well, you can tell from here how good-natured and single he is.
Jack, are you trying to fix me up?
With who?
Janet, I really have to get going.
Oh, so...
Ah! What's wrong?
What?
Oh, I just got stung by a bee.
You did?
You got stung?
I nipped my shot. Get it.
Oh!
Oh, my
God. Oh, God, killer bees!
He's allergic, Jack.
He's what?
Just thank God he has his adrenaline with him. Now, roll up his sleeves.
Roll up his sleeve?
Yeah.
Okay. What for?
So I can give him a shot.
You mean with a needle?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Terry.
Oh. Oh, no! Oh! Is it over?
Yes, you can look now, you big baby.
Just dab the blood.
Oh. There now. He should be coming around in just about a second.
Terry.
Huh?
Isn't he cute?
What?
Of course, he's not at his best right now, but with his eyes open. Oh.
My shot.
No, that's okay. I am a nurse, and I gave you your shot.
You all right? Here.
Just fine.
Just stand up here.
Ray?
Easy.
I would like for you to meet my very good friend, Terry Alden. She just saved your life.
Well, I'm lucky we're here. I usually give myself the shot, but it was so fast this time.
Well, you know what I think you should do? I think you should go over to a hospital and have a doctor look you over.
Oh, I don't think that'll be necessary.
All yes, right. It will. And Terry will go with you.
Huh?
Oh. She will? Well, in that case, I think I really should go.
Way to go.
Okay, you're welcome, you two.
What about lunch?
I'm sure Ray will take you to a nice restaurant, won't you, Ray? What do you say?
I will.
But we had a date, you guys.
You guys have a date now, okay?
Yeah,
bye-bye. Have fun. Aren't they sweet?
You know what? I think she really likes him.
You don't think she was too pushy, do you?
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hi, Jerry. Don't say another word. Jack, she's home.
Oh, good. Terry.
Okay, now you can talk.
Tell us everything.
Well, first we got to the hospital.
Skip that.
And then...
Well, then the doctor said...
No,
because
keep going.
Well, afterwards, we had lunch.
Too far, go back.
Well, you see, I wanted to grab a quick bite at the hospital, but, you know, he insisted on taking me to some out-of-the-way spot so that he could have me all to himself.
Oh, how romantic.
Are you going to see him again?
Yeah, tonight. You know, he said that he didn't want to lose me to anybody else.
Oh, the jealous type, huh?
So, where's he taking you?
Well, he's not going to take me anywhere. I mean, you know, I thought I'd have him come over and fix him a little snack.
No, wait, no. Hey, hang on now, Terry. You can't fix a little snack for a big guy like Ray. I'll tell you what. I'll cook dinner for you guys.
Oh, no, Jack, you don't have to do that.
Believe me, he does. Yes, he does.
Yes, I does. Look, Terry, I want you to go into your room and put on something sexy. You know, what? Wear one of your dresses that brings out my eyes, you know?
Jack!
You know what?
Kitchen!
Janet, doorbell.
Terry, changing. Oh, hi, Mr. Burley.
Hi, Janet. I'm gonna get you tonight.
What?
I hereby challenge you to a Scrabble game.
Okay, I'd love to.
And don't you try to weasel out of it just because... You would? Oh, pretty cocky, huh? just because you're always beating me? Well, I'm ready for you tonight. Peruse this.
The official Scrabble Players Dictionary?
You better believe it, sister. And I've read all of it. Oh, you hear that? The tintinnabulation of the doorbell.
It's going to be a long night. Oh, hi, Ray. Come on in. Terry will be out in just a second. This is our landlord, Mr. Furley. Mr. Furley, Ray Martin.
Well, Ray, welcome.
Oh, you remember Jack from down at the shop?
I didn't expect to see you.
Oh, well, you see...
Excuse me, haven't our paths dissected before?
I don't think so.
Really? I can swear I've seen you someplace before.
Oh, hi, Ray.
Well, hi, Terry.
Well, I see that you've all met.
Yes, we have. Here, I brought this wine.
Oh, good. I'll just put that in the...
I brought it for Terry.
Oh, that's all right, Ray. Jack can have it, you see, because Jack is going to fix us the most wonderful meal.
Yes?
Yes. Aren't I lucky to have a roommate who can cook?
Roommate?
Uh-huh.
He lives here?
Oh, you don't have to worry about Jack. Didn't they tell you?
He's going to be really busy out in the kitchen tonight. So come on, Mr. Furley, let you and I get to that Scrabble game.
Are you sure we haven't met? You know, I pride myself on my memory, Jay.
That's Ray.
Well, I never forget a face.
Well, Ray, would you like to wash up before we eat?
Oh, thank you.
Right through there. Oh, thank you.
Look at this. Isn't he a great, great, great guy?
Oh, Jack, stop.
No, look, I know I'm being a bit of a nuisance, but it's just that you've had such bad luck with men lately. I want to see you having some fun again.
Oh, Jack, you are so sweet. Oh. Sagacious?
Oh, are you challenging me?
No, of course not. It means shrewd or wise.
How'd you know that?
Because I'm sagacious.
Huh?
Oh.
Oh, well, anyway, I just got 28 points plus 50 big ones for using all my tiles.
All
see if you can top that.
Okie dokie. Let's see here. All right. N. E. W.T. Newt. And that's a double word score, so I get...
I challenge. You cannot use a proper name.
Newt?
Yeah. Newt Rockney.
No.
Yes. He coached Ronald Reagan at Notre Dame. Don't you remember that one? Win one for the flipper.
Mr. Burley, a newt is a salamander.
Oh. Yeah, well, I knew that.
Four, two, seven.
So, what did you think of Ray Martin?
Oh, he seems okay. Well, I know I've seen that guy someplace before.
Yeah?
Yeah. C-R-I-M-E.
Crime.
That's it!
That's what?
Crime! That's where I've seen Ray Martin's picture. In Detective Monthly. I knew it had come to me.
Oh, you mean Ray's a detective?
No, he's a murderer.
What?
He's a murderer. He's a murderer. He's a murderer.
Calm down. Are you sure?
Sure.
Some kind of mistake. Ray Martin can't be a murderer.
But he is. Here, I'll prove it to you. I just read it in Detective Monthly last week. Here, see for yourself.
Somebody's been tampering with my literature.
Oh, here it is. There, see?
Goodness, they've got his picture.
What'd I tell you? And look what it says. He killed his girlfriend.
And when he thought she was having an affair with another man, Ray Martin murdered her in a fit of jealous rage.
And I believe it, too. Did you see the look on his face when he found out Jack was living up there?
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Furley, I gotta get up there and warn them.
Janet!
What?
You gotta get up there and warn them.
Now, this is my room. And this is Jack's room.
Aren't they rather close together?
Not close enough for Jack.
Terry, would you give me a hand in the kitchen, please?
Sure, Jack. Would you excuse me, Ray? Please, make yourself at home.
Thank you.
Where's Terry? Where's Jack?
In the kitchen.
Oh, thank God.
I thought you were playing Scrabble.
I am. I just came up here to check a word with Jack.
What's the word?
What word? Oh, my word. That word, my word. Word is egregious.
Egregious? Flagrant, extreme, conspicuous for bad quality of taste.
Yeah, well, since you're not really sure, I'll go ask Jack.
You know, that's a good idea. I think I should double check it myself.
Never mind. I got a better idea. I have a better word. Don't show me out, though, of course, because I know right where that door is. I've seen it, so I'm going to go and sit down like you're comfortable. Enjoy yourself. Dinner's almost ready, Ray. Jack is just finishing up the salad.
The salad?
Uh-huh.
Would you excuse me a moment?
Oh, sure.
Excuse me, Jack.
Yeah?
I hope you haven't seasoned the salad.
No, why?
Well, you see, I'm a bit of a chef myself, and I brought along my own special seasoning. I thought Terry might like it. Would you mind using it?
Why not? Can't hurt. Be right back.
Looks delicious. What is it?
Oh, it's creamy garlic, Terry's favorite. She's gonna die when she tastes it.
Oh. There we go.
Dinner is served. Now listen, why don't you two start on your salads and I'll go check on the chicken, okay?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you, Jack. Well, shall we eat?
Thank you. You go ahead. I like to eat my salad with the main course.
All right. Terry, wait. Wait, do you hear? This hysterical story that Mr. Burley just told I mean, Mr. Curley's our landlord. Well, he met him, so you already know that part. Well, anyway, he tells the funniest stories. Yeah, it'll just kill you. It's one of the funniest stories I've ever heard. I guarantee you that. He'll just die. I did when I heard it. I mean, I couldn't stop laughing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
my God. Shame. What a terrible accident. You come with me, Terry, and I'll get that right off.
Excuse me. Here, Terry. You did that on purpose.
Yeah, I had to.
What?
Shh.
What's wrong? Jenna, what's the matter with you? What happened?
Oh, I fell off a ladder.
What's the matter?
I was trying to save your life. Terry, that guy out there wants to kill you.
She's delirious.
Janet, Janet.
What?
Now, when you fell off the ladder, where did you land?
I know what I'm saying. Ray Martin is a murderer. I read it down at Mr. Furley's in his detective magazine.
Oh, that's impossible.
No, no, it isn't. It isn't. And then I just now saw him put poison in the salad.
Oh, no. Janet, that wasn't poison. That was a special seasoning.
How do you know?
He told me.
What? Of course he did, dummy. What do you think he's going to do? Tell you he's putting poisoning on a salad?
Why would he do that? He's going to eat it himself.
No, he isn't. He said that he wanted to wait.
See, he said he wanted to what?
Wait.
Hi. Everything okay?
Yes, Ray. Everything's just fine. She's going to have the spot out of my dress in just one little minute.
Anything I can do?
No, thank you so much. Well, while you're waiting, why don't you take a look at that Boston fern in the living room? Because if you like it, you can have it.
Thank you.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
What do you mean, what are we going to do? You figure it out. You're the one that set Terry up with a murderer.
But you were in the shop when I did
it. A murderer!
Looking for someone?
Ah! Oh, hi. Yeah, the kids. Where are the kids?
I'm afraid Terry had a little accident.
Accident? Whoosh. Sorry about that. I always go a little crazy when the Lakers lose.
The Lakers didn't play today.
Really? Well, see, you got all upset for nothing.
You stole them. I'll go get the police. Mr. Burley, let's you and I go down and finish our Scrabble game.
No?
Come on!
Oh. That guy's a real psycho.
Well, if anyone should know, it's got to be me. Well, I'll tell you, some days I feel like a regular Norman Bates. You know, I find the shop crazy. I'm moody, though. I have my ups and downs.
Terry, can I get you another bowl of salad?
No! I mean, why don't we try some wine?
What a wonderful idea,
yeah,
Jack!
Let's all try some wine, bring us closer together. You know, I always feel that a good bottle of wine speaks to you, you know? Well, this one's saying... drink me, drink me.
Okay, Mr. Grape, here you go.
What do you think?
It's very good.
Thank you. I made it myself.
Oh, God, this is it! I always hoped death would come quickly, only not this soon.
Jack, what did it taste like?
It was mellow, kind of fruity, but the aftertaste had a...
That's a wine, a poison.
How would I know? I never tasted poison before. Poison.
Jack, don't panic.
It's too late, Jack. Oh, no. Everything's going dark.
How'd you do that?
Jack, stick your face.
finger down your throat.
Oh, gross, I'll throw up.
Would you rather die?
Which finger?
That one. This one. I'm gonna call an ambulance.
Oh, that. He's drinking the wine.
Of course he is. He's celebrated.
Don't you see? He wouldn't drink it if he poisoned it.
That's right, Terry. I'm gonna live.
Oh. Yeah. Break.
You okay?
No. As a matter of fact, Ray, he's not. He has a very high fever, stomach cramps. Could be very contagious. Oh. Now, if I were you, Ray, I would wait outside.
Oh. Terry, why don't you drop the act?
Act? What act?
Don't you think this has happened before when people found out about my past?
Past? What past?
We didn't know you had a past.
And I suppose you didn't know that I was convicted of murder.
Oh, that, sure, but we never gave it a second thought.
Boys will be boys.
Hey, sirrah, sirrah, you know.
You're afraid of me.
Afraid? Oh, come on. Don't be ridiculous. Don't shoot!
It's the story of my trial. I carry it as a reminder. What I did was a terrible thing. But I paid the price. I served my sentence. With time off for good behavior. But I suppose I'm going to be condemned for the rest of my life.
No, wait, hold it.
Oh, Ray, wait. We're sorry. I guess we did jump to conclusions.
See, we thought you were going to poison us.
Yeah.
You see what I have to put up with?
In here, officer. Right in here. We got, there he is. All right, let's go.
Come on.
No, wait. Not him.
No, not him.
Come on.
No.
There's nobody left.
Sir, there's been a huge misunderstanding. But that's Janet. She gets carried away sometimes.
What? Officer, he put poison on the salad.
No, I didn't.
Nobody tried to poison anybody.
Lady, you can get in a lot of trouble making false accusations.
Well,
watch it, huh?
Well, I guess I better be going.
See you, Ray. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Sorry. Oh.
Terry?
Yes?
I really appreciate the way you stood up for me.
Oh,
it made me feel good.
Oh. Yes?
What did he say? What did he say?
He said, don't eat the salad.
Because he saw a worm in the salad.
Okay, Jack, remember what we agreed. When Terry gets home, no questions about dating or her social life or anything. We've been driving her up a wall.
All right, not a word.
Okay.
Look at this.
Hey, guys, guess what happened?
No, Tara, hey, we don't want to hear. It's your business, your life.
Shut up, Jack. Did you meet somebody?
Uh-huh.
You did? Is he nice?
I think so.
Is he married?
I don't think so.
Didn't you talk to him?
No, he just saw me and followed me home.
You mean he's outside right now?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you ask him in?
Oh, I couldn't, Janet. No.
For Pete's sake, I'll
Jack,
ask him
no,
in.
Get him in.
You can't ask him in.
Hey, come on in.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.